So when anger comes, how can we calm ourselves down? When a snake is bitten, we can physically go away and become safe. But in the relationship, what can we do? See, basically, we all need to find some kind of pause button for ourselves. You know, when there's impulsive reaction that comes up, it's very difficult to say no to it. But saying yes to it is disastrous. So normally we think of emotions only, when emotion comes, we think of only two alternatives. Expressing it or repressing it. Now, expressing it, it makes things worse. It hurts the other person. But repressing it is going to hurt us. When we repress it, it will eventually come out in ugly forms. But we have a third alternative. Not expressing, not repressing, but processing. You know, we process our emotions. Now, see, if somebody is getting angry and we tell them, don't become angry. What do you mean, don't become? I'm angry, isn't it? So, see, our emotions, we can't deny those emotions. We have to acknowledge those emotions. But acknowledging those emotions doesn't mean I have to act on those emotions. So, processing the emotion means that, okay, I'm feeling angry. When I'm feeling angry, that means, you know, this thing is important for me. And in something that is important, something has gone wrong. So, that's what we understand from it. So, we need to process it. So, by a pause button, what happens is that, okay, I'm not going to do anything right now. And then, after that, when we calm down, we evaluate. Okay, this was the thing that happened and this is what made me angry about it. And then, evaluate. What can I do about it? So, as a writer, I communicate a lot by writing. I write emails to people. So sometimes, when I'm angry with someone and I write an angry email, you know, I write the email, but I will not send it. I'll keep it in my draft for at least 24 hours. And when I do that, I have found 50% of the time, I don't need to send the email only. There's no need. Sometimes that person only writes back and clarifies or apologizes and the issue is resolved. And if I had sent that email, it would have become so much worse in that time. If I just keep that anger inside me, it'll repress. I can't do that. But if I send the mail, it'll make things worse. So I express it by writing it, but not sending it. So then after 24 hours, we calm down relatively speaking and then read it again. That is the time we are processing it. It's a valid point. Here it's just too harshly worded. Here, I really don't know the fact. I'm just jumping to conclusions over here. So it's almost never has it happened till now that after 24 hours, I've sent the email as it is. I send many emails, but substantial editing. So because at that time, almost never in our life is the first me the best me. Suppose the first me means what? Suppose, somebody is first time, they pick up a harmonium and they start playing it. Never before played it. Well, that's going to be the worst me, not the best me. Because there's no training, no practice, no rehearsal. It's going to be the worst. So in any other field in life, it's never that the person just, first thing that comes in, they let it come out. They don't let it come out in public. They practice. So this is just as it is with skills, similarly it is with emotions. The first emotions that come out, they are there and that's why they come out. But they are never the best me. So I need to process them. So first thing is pause. So I won't act on it immediately. Even if the issue is there, I'll not act on it. And after that, usually if it's an important issue, it is good to write down the things. And then, okay, this is what I felt angry about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or whatever it is. And then process it. So, and then after processing it, okay, this point, it's a valid point over here. This point, I need to find out more information. This point, I'm just being too judgmental. Like that, after processing it, then we can appropriately express it. And in general, when we are expressing it also, it is best to do that when we ourselves are in the mode of goodness, in sattva guna. And the other person is also relatively in the mode of goodness. So, it's, we just get angry with someone and we hurl an accusation at them. You are like this, you are like that, you are like that, you are like that. and and they're about they try to tell their side of the story, and we tell, no, now I have to go to office. Well, how does it work then? You know, then they will be burning. How dare you think like this about me? So, you know, we have to find a proper time in the heat of the moment. In the heat of the moment, we cannot resolve issues very easily. So, a pause button is important. Now, what can we work as a pause button for us? It may vary. Sometimes, just chanting. When you feel angry, just chant attentively. Chant desperately. That can calm us down. Sometimes, you know, having some verses which are our favorite verses, just reciting those verses about anger, about the mind, whatever it is. Something that illuminates us. Having a picture of our favorite deities and just looking at it and praying to them, please give me the strength to calm down. Taking a few deep breaths. So we have to find out which technique works for pausing, for which can function as our pause button. And over experience, we find it out. This is what I can do. So when we are dealing with the mind, we need to know that the mind will behave in dangerous ways. But that doesn't mean that I have to act accordingly. So the pause button basically acts like a distancer between the mind and me. The mind's feelings are there, and I can't deny I can't deny them. The feelings are there, but I don't have to act on them. So we don't repress them, but we pause so that we can process them. And after processing, we can express them appropriately. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Very excellent. Yes, Madhanya.